kids are sleeping in today.
Speaking of kids, so do we have Damien on the line? This is I saw a story on ABC a couple weeks ago. There's this kid. This is such a great story. There's a 7-year-old boy from San Juan Capistrano who has saved more than $10,000 for college by recycling stuff. And he's started at age 3.
Wow.
So at 3, he started recycling stuff, and now he's got $10,000 to pitch in for college, and he's only 7. His name is Ryan Hickman. His dad is on the line. Hey, Damien, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. So you taught him how to do good stuff so young, huh?
I would like to take credit for it, but I think he's kind of taught my wife and I how to do good stuff, to tell you the truth.
Is that right? Where do you think he picked this up?
You know, when we were 4 years ago, when he was 3 years old, we went to the recycling center, and he really loved it. And the next day, he notified us that he was starting his own business, which my wife and I were looking at each other like, what the heck? And he enlisted all of our neighbors, and everybody started saving cans and bottles for him, and it's just kind of gone from there.
Now he's the richest kid on the street with $10,000. Can I talk to Ryan?
Sure, he's right here.
Hi.
Hey, buddy, how are you? It's Ryan Seacrest. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Congratulations on doing such great work, Ryan.
Thank you.
So do you know how many cans and bottles you've recycled?
200,000.
200,000? And you started when you were 3 years old?
3.5.
3.5, got it. Think if he started at 3, how much he'd save. And tell me why you decided to start recycling.
By saving the planet.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
And now he's got some real money for college, huh? So, Ryan, when you think about growing up, what do you want to be? What do you want to do?
A garbage truck driver.
A garbage truck driver? I think garbage trucks are so cool. Yeah. I was always fascinated by them.
Yeah, me too.
That's great. So he started selling T-shirts designed by his dad, Damien, there. And all the proceeds are donated to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center in Laguna Beach.
Just incredible. Yeah.
You're doing great stuff. I think that's fantastic. And we saw Ryan's story on the news, Dad Damien.
And thank you.
Wanted to meet him. And you see, just doing a little something each day, how that can add up. The guy has got 10 grand saved for college. Mm-hmm. I want to pitch in $1,000 as well from us here at the show.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can put that towards the Mammal Center. I think that'd be a great thing.
Wow.
$1,000.
He's going to give you $1,000.
What do you think about that, Ryan?
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
So, Ryan, all you have to do is start counting to 1,000, and by the time you get to 1,000, I'll give you the money.
He can count pretty fast. I don't know if
you want to. Yeah, we'll get to 100 like in 2 minutes.
Okay, start now. I'll come back in a minute. One.1,000. All right, congratulations. I'm going to send you that cash. Dad, thanks for coming on with us, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Okay, my brother, hang tight 1 second. And if you want to check out what he's doing, he's got a website. It's called, it's not me, but it's Ryan Hickman. It's called ryansrecycling.com. ryansrecycling.com.
And, of course, a big thank you to James Bergener, who...